The Luminous 100.
Divine Alchemy.
By Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Divine Alchemy in Play. Transmuting the Ordinary. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt, Divine Alchemy. The Sacred Transmutation of the Ordinary into the Luminous.
Contents.
1. Chapter 1. 2. Chapter 2. 3. Chapter 3. 4. Chapter 4. 5. Chapter 5. 6. Chapter 6. 7. Chapter 7. Chapter 1. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Light dances on water. A ripple becomes a wave. The ordinary glows.
What?
Man plays only when he is in the utmost seriousness. He takes his recreation with the greatest seriousness. Friedrich Schiller, citation needed. Verify quote. Parable, The Sandcastle and the Sea. On a sunlit beach, a child named Leo built sandcastles with meticulous care. He shaped towers, moats, and flags, his small hands moving with determination. Nearby, an old fisherman watched with a knowing smile. Leo, the fisherman said one day, why do you build castles that the waves will surely erase? Leo looked at him, eyes wide with innocence. Because it's fun, and when the wave comes, I get to laugh and build another. The fisherman chuckled. You are wiser than you know, child. The sea does not care for your castles, yet you persist in your play. That persistence is magic. It turns sand into something luminous, if only for a moment. Years later, Leo returned to the beach, now a man. He stood where he once played, his heart heavy with responsibilities. A gust of wind sent grains of sand dancing, and suddenly, he remembered the boy who had built castles without fear. He picked up a handful of sand and let it slip through his fingers, smiling.
Structure technique.
Divine alchemy in play requires three simple but scalable practices. One daily play ritual, 5 minutes. Engage in unstructured play. Dance, doodle, hum, shuffle cards. No goal, no judgment. 2. Appreciative journaling. Write one sentence daily about an ordinary moment that felt luminous. 3. Lila meditation, 10 minutes. Close your eyes and imagine yourself as a playful force, light, water, or wind, moving through the world without resistance. These practices scale over time. Begin with 5 minutes of play. Deepen with journaling about synchronicities. Advance to extended Lila meditations where you embody trickster energy in daily life. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the sacred dance of creation, where play becomes the alchemical agent that transmutes the ordinary into the luminous. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the hidden mechanism behind synchronicity and the law of attraction. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced the joy of unstructured play? 2. Middle. Searing, what ordinary thing do you refuse to see as sacred, if only for a moment? 3. And how might you invite more Lila into your daily life, without force or expectation? The body. Divine alchemy in play. Lila is not merely play. It is the playful intelligence that underlies all creation. It is the way water flows around a stone, not to resist but to dance with it. Healing, insight, and transformation emerge not from effort or will, but from alignment with this playful force. Every tradition speaks of Lila in its own language, whether as the divine fool in mysticism, the trickster in myth, or the quantum fluctuation in physics, citation needed, quantum references. It is the space before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one size. To engage with Lila is to clear apertures in perception, allowing reality's luminosity to shine through. This is the work of divine alchemy, not to force change, but to playfully realign with the natural intelligence of the universe. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though it operates beyond attraction or repulsion. It is the dance itself. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of the universe. 2. Healing is not an act, it's a clearing. 3. The ridiculous and the sacred share the same address. 4. Evolution is a game with no rules, only players. 5. Alchemy begins when you stop trying to control. 6. Lila laughs at your seriousness and then transfigures it. 7. To be luminous is to be in play, not apart from it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Play without purpose. 5 minutes. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Do something playful with no goal. Doodle on a page. Hum a tune. Shuffle a deck of cards. Or dance without music. Focus. Let go of productivity. Notice how your body and mind respond when there is no should. 2. Deepening. Lila mapping. 10 to 15 minutes. Reflect on a time when you felt utterly in flow, e.g., lost track of time. Effortless creativity. Journal about the apertures that opened for you, moments where reality seemed to shift or sync with your playfulness. Focus. Identify patterns in how Lila manifests in your life. 3. Advanced. Sacred fool walk. 20 to 30 minutes. Move through your environment as if you were a trickster, fool, or playful deity, e.g., walk backward, sing loudly, mimic animal movements. Observe how others and the world respond to your foolishness. Focus. Notice how ridiculous behavior can clear apertures in perception. Citations.
Schiller, Friedrich.
Citation needed. Verify quote. Prigogine, Ilya. Dissipative structures in chemistry. Maturana, Umberto and Varela, Francisco. Autopoiesis and cognition. Heraclitus. Fragments on play and child's drafts. Bohm, David. Quantum hollow movement theory, citation needed. Verify reference. This chapter is complete as a holon. It stands alone while contributing to the broader theme of divine alchemy in play. Chapter 2. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning dew on petals. A spider weaves its silver thread. Laughter in the wind.
Profond quote.
As a spider dissolves its web, so the wise man casts off his troubles. Citation needed. Parable. The river's dance. Once, in a lush valley where the river bent and twisted with the land, there lived an old willow whose branches dipped into the water like fingers playing on a harp. The river, ever playful, would coil around the roots of the willow, whispering secrets of flow and form. One day, a young traveler came to the valley, seeking answers to the weight of her heart. She had spent years chasing what she thought was necessary, structure, discipline, the rigid paths of achievement. But her heart felt heavy, like stone in her chest. She sat beneath the willow and poured out her sorrows to the river, expecting wisdom or solace in return. But the river did not speak. Instead, it danced, a swirl here, a ripple there, as if laughing at her earnestness. The traveler watched, fascinated, as the water shaped itself into fleeting forms, a dragon's head one moment, a blooming lotus the next, only to dissolve and reform with the current. A child playing nearby skipped stones across the surface, each skip sending out concentric rings of possibility. The traveler knelt down, her fingers trembling as she tried to mimic the child's skill. Her first attempt splashed weakly. The second sent a stone skittering, but not far enough. Then, with a deep breath, she let go of control and simply felt the arc of her wrist, the weight of the stone, the rhythm of water. The stone leapt once, twice, three times, before sinking with a soft plop. The river rippled in response, as if applauding. The traveler laughed, her heart lifting just slightly. She realized then that she had been trying to force the river to bend to her will, when all along, it had been teaching her to dance with it. From that day on, she returned often to the valley, no longer seeking answers, but joining the dance. She learned that the river did not resist. It flowed because it was in harmony with itself. And so, bit by bit, she too began to flow, not against life's currents, but with them, her heart growing lighter with each playful step.
Structure et technique.
Daily playful alignment. Start each day by asking, Where is the play in this moment? It could be in the way you walk, how you sip your tea, or even in the patterns of traffic outside your window. Spend 5 minutes simply observing or engaging with that playfulness. No goal, no outcome, just the joy of it. Weekly dissolving. Once a week, choose one thing you've been holding onto tightly, an emotion, a belief, a physical tension, and let it dissolve like sugar in water. Sit quietly and imagine its weight melting away as you breathe deeply. Notice how this frees up space inside you. Monthly ritual of Lila. At the start of each month, create or choose a small ritual that feels like play, a dance, a song, a game with your pet, or even rearranging your room in a way that feels whimsical. Do it without purpose other than to experience the alchemy of joy turning the ordinary into the luminous. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. Meaning, the spontaneous, joyful expression of reality's inherent creativity, where structure and dissolution dance together in an endless waltz. It is the movement through which the ordinary transmutes into the luminous, not by force, but by alignment with the playful intelligence of existence itself. Three appreciative questions.
Start.
What small thing in your life feels like a game rather than a task? Middle searing. Where are you resisting the flow of your own life, trying to force it into shapes that no longer serve you? And if you were to surrender just one more thing today, what would it be? And how might the world respond in kind? The body. Lila is not merely entertainment. It is the very fabric of reality's intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the one that complexity science often overlooks because it resists measurement, definition, or control. Prigogine, 1980. While self-organization describes how order emerges from chaos and dissipative structures explain how energy flows to maintain that order, Maturana and Varela, 1987, Lila is the playful spark that ignites the dance. Think of a child building a sandcastle. She molds the sand with purpose, but her joy lies in the impermanence of it, in the way the waves reclaim their territory with gentle persistence. That is Lila, the alchemy of creation and dissolution, where the act of playing is the transmutation. Traditions across the world speak of this playfulness under different names. Maya in Hinduism, the illusory dance of the gods, the divine folly in Sufism, or even the cosmic joke in certain mist. Chapter 3. Tuning fork. Haiku. Autumn leaves dance. A single step, the universe shifts. Lila laughs in gold.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Brian Christian. Parable, The Weaver's Loom. In a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Alara. She wove tapestries not with wool or silk, but with sunlight and shadow, stitching together threads of wind and starlight. Her work was said to hold the patterns of dreams, for she did not weave from her hands alone. She danced with the loom as it danced with her. One day, a traveler arrived in the village, seeking answers about the law of attraction. The villagers whispered among themselves, for they knew Alara's work was no ordinary craft. They led him to her workshop, where she stood before an empty loom, humming a tune no one else could hear. "Show me how it is done," the traveler said. Alara smiled and began to weave. But her hands moved not of their own will. It was as if the loom itself wove through her, guided by some invisible hand. The traveler watched in wonder as colors emerged that had no name, patterns that shifted like living things. When the tapestry was done, it shimmered with life, pulsing softly as if it breathed. "You ask about attraction," Alara said, "but you do not ask why some threads come together while others drift apart." She reached out and plucked a strand of gold from the loom, which glowed faintly in her palm. This is Lila's play, divine alchemy in motion. You cannot pull it. You can only dance. The traveler left that day with more questions than answers, but his heart carried a new weight, a knowing that some things are not made, but unfolded, like the petals of a flower or the laughter of children. Structure and technique. the practice of clearing apertures. Divine alchemy is not about forcing change. It is about creating space, cleared apertures for reality to flow through. These are practices that scale with you, from the everyday to the profound. 1. The morning breath, accessible. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths, imagining each exhale as a clearing of space. Ask, where am I resisting what is? Let go of one resistance, no matter how small. 2. The midday pause, deepening. At noon, pause for a minute and notice the interplay between order and chaos around you, a tree swaying, a cloud shifting, the rhythm of your own breath. Whisper to yourself, I am part of this dance. 3. The evening alchemy, advanced. Before sleep, reflect on 3 moments from your day where something ordinary became luminous, even if briefly. Write them down or sit in silence with them. Ask, where did I co-create with Lila today? These practices are not about control, but about alignment, like tuning a string to its natural resonance. Luminous definition. Aperture. Not just an opening, but a living threshold, a space where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet as equal partners in play. It is the gap in which divine alchemy occurs, not by force, but by invitation. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What ordinary thing in your life has already begun to shimmer with the extraordinary? 2. Middle, searing. Do you still believe that some things are too small or trivial for divine attention? Or have you noticed how even a single raindrop can reflect the entire sky? 3. End. Where in your being is the aperture cleared, waiting to be filled with light? The body, Lila's game. The heart of divine alchemy is not magic, it is mechanism. It is the hidden geometry of emergence, the way systems self-organize when given space. This is what people call the law of attraction, but it is a misunderstanding as vast as mistaking a ripple for the ocean. Lila, the divine play, is the third factor in emergent systems. It is not about will or desire, though those can be its players. It is about alignment, like a dancer who moves not against gravity, but with it. When apertures are cleared, whether through meditation, trauma release, or simply letting go of rigid stories, Lila's intelligence flows through. It does not obey, it responds. And this response is not linear. It is the dance of autopoiesis, where form and dissolution are the same motion. Healing, then, is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality, like gravity or love, that moves through cleared spaces. Every tradition, from the shaman's journey to the mystic's ecstasy, is a mirror of this truth. The work is not to become something else. It is to stop blocking. This is why Lila can be told as play. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. A child's laugh, the way a cat pounces on nothing, the sudden brilliance of an idea. These are all apertures in action. To align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, attractors, is to stop fighting the current and learn to surf. And so, divine alchemy is not about transmuting lead into gold. It is about recognizing that you were always part of the game, even when you forgot how to play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila does not answer prayers. She rewrites them mid-flight. 2. A cleared aperture is a door that was never locked, only ignored. 3. The law of attraction is the echo of your own dance steps. 4. Healing is not fixing, it is letting the river carve its path. 5. Play is how the universe tests whether you're serious enough to laugh. 6. Every tradition is a language for the same silence. 7. The advanced practitioner stops asking for signs and starts becoming one. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The breath of Lila. Sit comfortably and take 3 deep breaths. On each exhale, imagine releasing a story you've been telling yourself about who you are, what you want, or why things shouldn't work out. Let the breath do the work. No need to fix anything. Just notice how lighter it feels afterward. 2. Deepening. The game of correspondences. For 1 week, keep a small notebook. Whenever something ordinary catches your eye, a crack in the pavement, a bird's flight pattern, write down three other things that correspond to it: color, emotion, memory, or symbol. At the end of the week, reread your list and notice if any patterns emerge. These are apertures in action. 3. Advanced, the dissolution ritual. Choose a belief, habit, or identity you wish to transmute. It could be something as small as "I'm not good at public speaking," or as vast as "I am separate from the whole." Write it down on a piece of paper, then rip it into small pieces while saying, "This is not true. I release it to Lila's play." Burn the pieces safely and watch how the smoke dissolves, not as ash, but as an invitation for something new to form. Citations. The concept of cleared apertures aligns with the work of Citation Needed, claim on self-organization and emergence in complexity science. See also the idea of dissipative structures in Prigogine and Stengas, 1984. The phrase "play is the highest form of human intelligence" is attributed to Brian Christian, though a specific source should be verified. For further reading on autopoiesis, see Maturana and Varela's The Tree of Knowledge, 1987. Chapter 4. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Light flickers through leaves. Lila hums in the gap between breath and word. Gold seeping upward.
Guat.
The seriousness with which we take our play is a measure of our aliveness. Alan Watts, Citation Needed. Verify exact quote or source. Parable, The Gardener's Play. In a quiet village nestled between misty hills, there lived a gardener named Mara. Every morning, she tended to her garden with the same routine, watering the plants, pruning the overgrown branches, and singing to the flowers as if they were old friends. But one day, as she knelt in the soil, she noticed something strange. The plants seemed to sway not just with the wind, but also with an invisible current, as if responding to a rhythm only they could hear. Curious, Mara decided to pay closer attention. She began to water the plants while humming a tune, to prune the branches while telling stories to the leaves, and to sing not just to the flowers, but to the earth itself. At first, she thought this was just whimsy, a way to pass the time. But soon, she noticed that the garden began to change. The flowers bloomed brighter, the vines grew with a vigor they hadn't shown before, and even the soil seemed lighter, as if it had been touched by something more than her hands. One evening, as Mara sat beneath an ancient oak tree, she realized what was happening. It wasn't just the garden that had changed. She herself felt different. There was a lightness in her steps, a playfulness in her thoughts. She laughed more easily, and even the chores of her work felt like play. The garden had become a mirror of something deeper, a way for Lila to dance through her life.